Thank you so much for this interesting question, but I think you are generalizing too much. Unless you apply this possibility as you have conceived to a real situation, no correct answer can be given, because compromises can be of various types. There can be compromises on principle, and it is impossible for any truth to compromise itself on principles, on fundamentals. And as far as the compromise means submission, that is victory. It is a compromise. I think that term compromise to such a situation is a misnomer. Now, perhaps you have such a situation in mind and you are calling it compromise. Suppose there is confrontation between truth and falsehood, and people are using extreme force and persecution and whatever they can against the truth, and trying to crush it by trampling it down under feet, and then they repent, they begin to see light, and then they say, no, we are not going to continue to do this, we better accept you. That acceptance is victory. There is no compromise. There is no situation of compromise which I can conceive between falsehood and truth. This is why Allah Ta'ala gave us the analogy of light and darkness. There can never be a compromise between light and darkness. Whether darkness succumbs of volition or of compulsion, it has to succumb to the onslaught of truth. And no situation of real compromise can ever be conceivable. If you can think of one, please let me know. Is it clear?
It's clear to me,
but please tell me.
In fact, you're right, sir. This question is
hypothetical.
Hypothetical, and it is conditioned by some thinking,
right,
which probably I would not like to sort of say aloud here.
No, no, please, you can think of some people else and without naming.
Yes. No, I'm sort of referring
to... You mean to say, suppose somebody withdraws the persecution and yet does not accept the truth. Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
Huh?
Maybe, yes.
Okay. So that would be a victory for the truth, and it will not be compromised upon the part of the truth.
But if it is a clever move of a compromise, which is in fact inside, it's something different, but outside it is
what you mean, trickstery. That is not compromise, that is trickstery, fraud. And Allah tells us about that too. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. If they try to trick the believers and play fraud upon them and snare them in their falsehood by making false promises, for example, while they had all the time in their mind not to fulfill them, giving them a false guarantee of some sort, while not carrying out the word later on. That sort of compromise you have in mind, but that's not compromise, again. It is just trying to deceive someone, and that deception, if accepted in good sense, in good faith, is not called compromise. So Allah tells us that if such a situation occurs, and you in good faith, because you are being trained in believing others and projecting yourself into the minds of the evildoers, you can't imagine yourself how evil they are. If such a thing happens and you are apparently deceived, then we assure you that it will be they in the end who will be deceived and not you yourself.
But one has to take into account of the possibilities of losses which one might incur in that in this process of deception then.
So that is again, it's not a compromise, it's a defeat. Partial defeat. So one should apply wisdom to avoid partial defeats. Not ultimate, of course. Yes.